Hey, it's Bob. Just pay attention. You know how he hates it when you're not listening. Here's Gruber.
You know, sometimes technology just, it's outrageous to me. It's outrageous to me. Yeah, I get frustrated by it. I admit it. Sometimes I think the best thing I could do with a laptop computer is dropkick it. You know, if they weren't so expensive, I might just do that. Just for sport, you know, just for fun. At any rate, let's see here. Big news made last night by the president. Some good friends of ours were there. Jack Bergman was there. Bill Heisinger, John Molinar, members of Congress from the Republicans. And they were there because the president rode with them from Air Force One over to the event in Grand Rapids yesterday. And during that ride, they had a chance to discuss the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, which is a project to clean up and keep the Great Lakes clean and viable for generations to come. And it had not been included in the president's latest budget. And the problem with that is that we all have a stake in the Great Lakes. And, of course, the Democrats went crazy and focused on that as being, you know, a problem. Well, fast forward to last night, big announcement from the president last night that had our Republicans in the congressional delegation beaming, to say the least. It is bite number four. Go.
I support the Great Lakes. Always have. They're beautiful. They're big. Very deep. Record deepness, right? And I'm going to get, in honor of my friends, full funding of $300 million for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative.
Big deal. It is a big deal. I don't know what record deepness is. I was going to say this preview. I think he was a bit tired. I think he was a bit, I mean, a long day. He was up tweeting at 6 a.m. yesterday. I think he had a long day, got a lot done, and wrapping it up, I think he was a little bit tired there at the end. But record deepness. But the good news is this. The Great Lakes Restoration Initiative is a key component of the future of the Great Lakes. And it's an important funding measure that the president obviously takes seriously. And I had a chance, and we'll get to this a little bit later in the program, because I talked to all three of those members of Congress, to Jack Bergman, Bill Heisinger, John Molinar. After the event was over, we stepped to the side. We talked about it. And Jack Bergman, I mean, he couldn't have been happier. Congressman Bergman was absolutely beaming because not only did that happen, but there was also discussion of more funding for the updating and expanding of the Sioux Locks, which has been an ongoing process. And so the modernizing, updating, and expanding of the Sioux Locks also happening. So for Jack Bergman, big night. $300 million for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, plus more money for the Sioux Locks to get those modernized to where they need to be. I mean, it couldn't have been much better for those guys. Obviously, a very big deal for those folks, and a big night for Grand Rapids. I mean, it was like, I don't know how you describe it. If you were there, I'd like to hear from you, by the way. Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. If you were in attendance yesterday in Grand Rapids, give me a call. Anywhere from Marquette to Monroe and all points in between here on the Michigan Talk Network, any of the 25 stations we're reaching today. I'd like to know what your thoughts are about the get-together, the events. There were some protesters outside, but not many. And nobody really seemed to care. You know, the protesters over there saying all sorts of, you know, foul language and flipping off the Trump people and all sorts of chaos. Trump crowd just waving at them, showing them the red hats, smiling, hey, man, what's up, whatever, nobody cares. And they just keep rolling along. But it is interesting, you know, and I think that it's a great, I don't know, it's just an image of America. You've got these people going to see the president. You have the people that hate the president. They're separated. No real problems, no real chaos. But, of course, anybody that supports the president is a member of the Ku Klux Klan, is a fascist, all this other nonsense. And it's silly, really. And you look at what's happening, and I will tell you right now, I will tell you without any question right now, watching the energy in that room, and it was packed to the absolute rafters. And when the president talked about socialism and the Green New Deal and late-term abortions, this is a motivated voting bloc that will not support socialism, that will not support the Green New Deal, that will not, under any circumstances, support the idea of aborting a child in the third trimester, a viable child, because that's what it is. And by going so far to the left, the Democrats have really created a very wide lane for this president to occupy. And let's be honest, he has not enjoyed the greatest popularity. That's pretty easy to say. Today, he's back to 50%, but they've created a very wide lane for him to occupy because he doesn't have to go very far. He just says, I'm against socialism. I don't want to have Social Security for illegal aliens. I want to have a secure border. And, of course, that came up last night. Building the wall continues. And he says here in a very short period of time, in a couple of weeks, he's going to be at the border showing off some of the new walls that have been built. And that, of course, that's a crowd pleaser, brings the house down. And let's not, I mean, understand what this is. It is a traveling road show. It is. And he throws red meat to the audience and they cheer and they go wild. It's part of the whole image, right? Here comes Donald Trump, master showman. I mean, that's part of the whole deal, part of the whole shtick. And it works. But in the final analysis of it all, it's the policies that he's worked on and completed that they truly embrace. That's the bottom line. He has policies at work, and they like America. They love America, and they don't think much of socialism well at all. Hey, it's 25 after on a free-for-all Friday. If you were there, give me a call, 888-900-9966. We'll be right back.